Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Sabres coach Lindy Ruff. That is really a thing. Still not really.
It's been a couple of weeks. No, just last Tuesday.
Last week.
It was 2 weeks ago they fired him.
Last Monday was the news.
Right. Right around 5 o'clock, I feel like. It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
Right.
803-0550 for your thoughts on the draft. What's not been said? There's probably a lot that's not been said. For as much as talking as we're doing about the draft and Kansas City and what the optics are, and also what the optics are worth in terms of this trade the Bills made with the Chiefs. The optics are tough, mostly tough. They're also like, that's pretty cool. That's pretty, yep, pretty bold to do what the Bills did, netting Kansas City, Xavier Worthy, and eventually the Bills dropping back into round two. You tell me if I overstate this. I know I'm not alone in trade down, draft value, dart throws, odds, probabilities. I know I'm not alone in that. Like, I take those cues from a lot of people that are out there doing very smart, data-driven work. And more teams in terms of drafting, definitely in terms of on-field decisions, have come miles in this direction. I know I'm not alone, but I do tend to think that I'm in the minority. And this situation with Coleman and Worthy, where Worthy gets from a Bills pick that they traded to Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Kelce, Hollywood, Rashee Rice, how much better can a receiver prospect do than that sort of starting point? Versus Coleman, who does get Josh Allen, which is good, but it's all about kind of the subtractions. Diggs leaving, Davis leaving, you know, what's Kincaid, what's Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir? It's like all question marks. And I don't know. It's a tougher spot by enough of a margin, I think, that it just sets up for how willing and how soon will Bills fans be ready to not worry about how the Chiefs got to Worthy. I mean, there'll be fans who will never forget it if they keep winning and we keep losing to them.
There's all kinds of possibilities there. The guy could have barely an NFL existence to start his career, but if he catches a big pass against you in the playoffs, Think about like MVS last year. Like the Chiefs at receiver, all they do is drop the ball. This guy especially drops the ball. How's a 44-yarder for you in the most important game of the year? Thanks. If Worthy does that, either in here or in Arrowhead in a playoff game, it isn't going to matter if he caught 12 balls all year or 112. It's just going to be like, look at this guy. He's running past our fancy new safety, and he's open.
Oh, no.
And he just caught the ball.
Oh,
and
no.
Like,
that's right. We can line up one-on-one with him.
Right.
With Cole Bishop.
Right.
Is that his name?
Cole Bishop, yes. So, you know, that some people will never let go of it. It really is dependent on how the Bills, partially. I mean, it's dependent on many things. There's many offshoots. I think you just said this a few minutes ago or last segment. Like, there's just a lot to consider, you know, from a possibility standpoint. A lot right now, I would say, much like Josh Allen hitting for the Bills, undoes the Bills giving Kansas City the 10th pick in 2017 so they can draft Patrick Mahomes. You still would rather have Mahomes. I think any Bills fan, as much as you love Josh Allen, and I count myself among those who love Josh Allen as a football player and as the quarterback of my favorite team, the only guy I think I would take instead of him is the guy that I let Kansas City get the year before. That's it. I mean, and so that buffers, you know, how upset you want to be. You could still choose to be really mad about it. We still could have had Mahomes. Okay. I feel like that's close enough to a push at this point that I don't need to dwell on it. That's where the pressure on Coleman comes in. If they make Worthy work and it looks like a success and Coleman is just sort of, you know, he's not as polished, it's going to take a little longer, and the Bills are sort of languishing along with him, then I think a lot of people are going to be coming over and going like, hey, we should have never done that. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it now, but it'll be dwelled on depending on how Coleman does. Even more, as much or more than Worthy. I mean, if they both hit, great. Okay, we're fine. We got our guy, you got your guy, you preferred him. That's the way it goes. But if it's lopsided in the Chiefs' favor, at least to start, it could be tough.
Jay is with us. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. You know, I'm not on team frustrated, team happy. I don't pretend to know. But it's like we were kind of talking about getting a receiver even when we had Diggs. And then now we don't have Diggs. And Bulldog's talking like they should be getting three receivers in the draft. And I don't remember what your position was, Mike. But, you know, they ended up not doing anything of the sort and then trading down. And, you know, it doesn't look anything like the draft we thought we were going to get. And I don't think it's coming down to, like, it's one player. Sure, it's a team sport, but they didn't do anything we thought they were supposed to do to make it not about one player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever talked about three, but, you know, I definitely wanted to double dip. I love the idea of two of their first three picks even. When we thought they were going to get that third-round pick, they ended up getting one in these transactions. That's how they ended up with a third-round pick. But either way, it left a lot of us, I think, wanting, where's the other guy? Just give me another shot at it here in case Coleman does, you know, need some time. You know, at least I have another shot at it. I mean, I accept Beans been asked about this, not surprisingly. And he's talked about guys that they grabbed last year, shorter, who basically redshirted last year. And I think Bean even mentioned Shavers, another bigger receiver that they picked up on the practice squad last year. And so, you know, I don't hear Bean mentioning KJ Hamler as an idea here. You're not going to go long. You get past Shavers and Shorter, and I think you're to KJ Hamler, Andy Isabella. I don't know.
Coleman mentioned KJ Hamler.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he mentioned his name. I don't know what to do with any of that. Your thing, I want you to finish your point. Your thing yesterday was just can I get a break from all the receivers that are available that the Bills might sign here in the next few months? I think I'm going to need the same break from, like, who's on the practice squad and Quintez Cephas and Mac Hollins and KJ Hamler. Like, these are not players who are on fantasy football rosters. Okay, so I'm really going to have the same team? I doubt it.
Right. Yeah, so I part of the reason you wanted a second guy is, you know, ideally, is that some speed? Is it just something that they aren't long in? And instead, they chose to not do that at all. And like, that's not a reflection on, you know, I'm not here to tell you the scouting report on the off-ball linebacker they picked in the fifth round. Okay, maybe that'll be a nice depth piece for them. I just look at this receiving corps right now. Look at the skill players on the Bills. And I just do not see, I don't see power. I don't see home run power anywhere. And look, you can get around the bases lots of different ways, but it's harder to just bunt guys along and hit it to right field and go first to third. I'm worried the Bills are becoming like a little bit of a paper lion, paper tiger in the form of being a hot-rodded offense. They have a quarterback that warrants being that offense, and you know, it's possible I'm missing the big picture. Like, the league is taking that away. It's harder to be that, so let's be something else. I still think speed kills, and I went from, you know, for me personally, Worthy became my favorite idea almost entirely because of the speed and everything else. Like, I didn't just want the fast guy, but I bought into him as a prospect. So fastest guy in the draft to one of, if not the slowest receiver in the class, at least of the top guys. I mean, wow.
It's one important element, and there are others. Like, Worthy was the, whose report was Scott Barrett? Somebody had him as the worst deep ball catcher in the class.
Yes.
Like, adjusting to passes down the field. You know, maybe the Chiefs' dream is screens, you know, and just breakaway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe Neighbors is going to look for the Giants. Something like that. I think about, you brought up, I'm sorry for this, everybody, but how many people, like, you brought up the Bills trading, the Chiefs get Mahomes through the Bills. How many people are connecting that? I mean, it's a long time ago, but you're so in their shadow.
Yeah.
You're so in their shadow because of that. Like, as good as Allen is, I don't know who the Red Sox got for Babe Ruth. I don't know. Like, did they just get money? Like, nobody knows that.
Money to produce a play, I think, is the story.
Yeah. No. We just know that the Yankees won 24 championships until the Red Sox won any. Like, it's just, for your entire life as the Red Sox, you're like, well, we're not them. And that is what the Bills are. As many games as they've won, as exciting as it's been since, well, that moment, we're not them.
Right.
Like, it's only so satisfying, Allen and Trey White.
And you can tell yourself as many times as you need to, or have someone who cares about your sanity tell you as many times as you need to hear it, that, you know, well, yeah, I they were going to get their guy anyway, probably. They don't get everything right. You know, it's you know, they've missed on receivers. Yes, but dealing with you, they have not missed. It's only one. They wanted Mahomes. They targeted him. They targeted you to deal with. They came up and they got him, and you let them do it. And so now, okay, nobody knows anything. I know Andy Reid doesn't have a secret sauce. He's not able to differentiate this guy from that guy any better than Brandon Bean is. But they've got three rings and found out a way to invent, like, to turn Tyreek Hill into this monster threat that he is, and now they've got the fastest guy in the draft. Okay, sure, it'll work because I want it to. It'll work because they'll miss. They do miss sometimes, but I'm telling you, you said a minute ago, I never got a chance to answer, like, would you make that deal?
Yes, right.
I think I would hang up on them. I'm admitting, I don't think I would be a very good GM because, you know, the thing I appreciate about Bean doing what he did is, we know what we're doing. We do this. I don't value this player. We don't value this player like they do. So let them pay me to come get him because I'm not worried about him. Okay. They did that 7 years ago, and that guy is the best player we've ever seen at the position. So, you know, I know they have their share of misses too, but I'm just worried now that we've connected with them on this deal, and if it doesn't turn into one of their misses, it's going to be some tough times.
It'll be some of these tough times all through the summer because they can't change the conversation until the game starts.
No, there's going to be nothing to do about any of it.
Almost really until the playoffs start. They really can't change the conversation for a long time. And it's going to drive a lot of people crazy. If the Bills were listeners, it would drive them crazy. You know, it depends how these guys do. Bean said that too on McAfee. You know, it gets played out on the field. It's Coleman and Worthy. It's the third round pick that they got because they traded up from the fourth round in the same trade. It's the pick at the beginning of the seventh round that they got in the same trade from picking toward the end, which they drafted a rugby player. Rugby Hive, by the way, is out.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody you know, I think, that's into rugby is, like, ready to champion this pick, you know, where, like, I said yesterday, Jerry Rice's son was on the board, and our guest today brought his name up, too, Brendan Rice. You know, yes, it's the seventh round. What are the odds? But still, like, it would have looked, to me anyway, would have looked a little better. Chris is next. Hello, Chris.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
You guys are describing, like, well, the what ifs and, oh, could you imagine if Coleman doesn't work out? I'm, like, envisioning what happened to the defense at the end of the year last year. And I know that's, like, very negative thinking, but we're already thin at these skill positions. Injuries happen all the time. You don't just draft more than one guy because one's not going to work out and all, or one might not work out, the whole hit or miss thing, right? It's just simple math. They have a lot of room during training camp. Just get receivers in the door, work them out. The only thing we heard Bean say at the end of the draft that it was unlikely, I'm paraphrasing, but it was unlikely that, you know, they were going to make like a big splash or a big trade. Okay, fine. But, you know, OBJ, like, I don't care, like, undrafted free agents, just get them in the door. Just, it doesn't cost a lot of money, bring them to camp. You hear these guys always talk about coaches and GMs, you know, the draft is done, it is what it is, right? But you hear them say, you know, we're always looking to upgrade the position, we want to put the best people on the field. So, okay, like, we missed on, you know, the guy that KC drafted and all these guys. And look, I'm annoyed too, because just like everybody else, I knew about like receivers that I never watched play once. And I'm doing like 100 mock drafts. And, like, I'm an expert at Jerry Rice's kid. And I'm like, you know, no, of course I'm not. Right. But like it would have been nice, even if it wasn't somebody that was protected in one of the top rounds, like just get them. I'm repeating myself now. Just get them in the door. Try them out. Yep. Don't tell me that this is it. Don't tell me that this is all we can do.
Well, I like your thinking. They're doing or have done some form of that. You know, Bulldog listed some names earlier that are not on the tip of anybody's tongue, but they're on the roster.
Right.
And there could be a couple more. You bring in one or two.
They'll have 15 receivers in training camp, won't they? Or 10, whatever. They'll have a crap ton of receivers in training camp.
Yeah. So you're right. Like that makes sense. They're kind of doing some form of that, or have like Cephas and Hollins and Shorter and Hamler and a couple others, like Isabella. It's just like this is really like cast off central though.
Right.
And it's hard to, somebody compared it on Twitter to me today to Moneyball. And I haven't figured out what I want to say to that, because I don't think you would choose it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to be, as somebody that's going to be talking about it all the time, that's where my line is drawn as of now, is like that the Bills would rather be a team with more weapons, you know? No way. Absolutely not. Does anybody disagree that Stephon Diggs was traded because of a personality conflict? Does anybody not think that? The fact that they cost them so much cap money to do it, and he really, like, he hadn't really fallen off as a player too much, if at all. And Bean is talking about, you know, trading to the Chiefs in this interview he did today. He did literally trade Diggs to Houston, which is almost like where you are. They went to the second round, too. So they, I don't think they wanted to be, well, let's just go get five Mac Hollinses and we'll draft a guy, whether end of first, beginning of second, whatever. Same thing to me. We'll draft a guy and we'll be fine. We'll be better off. I mean, a lot of Bills fans are going to want to say that they're better off because that's where they want to be. It's going to feel better to think that. And they're going to talk about, we've heard it, like what they didn't like about Diggs. Now that he's gone, but when he was here, it was what they did like about him. Now he's gone, so it'll be what they didn't like about him. And construct this idea that the team is better off this way. And I'll be very tough to persuade. I don't see why a team, you know, we spent a good 2 years here watching them win a lot of games going, well, what are they missing? And maybe the most common answer would have been wide receiver two.
Skill, yeah.
Wide receiver two. If they only had somebody more reliable, more dangerous across from Diggs, then look out. Eric Eager and the like, they come on our show and talk about how playoff success has so much to do with how well how good your wide receiver two is. T. Higgins, you know, and on other examples. And did Davis really ever measure up? Of course, he had that historically good game.
But no, he never
did. In a playoff game. But no. That's kind of how we've been talking about this for the last couple of years. Now the Bills have sort of, whatever the opposite of double down is, they've taken away wide receiver one. And, you know, Coleman will be something. And Sammy will be something. But they really don't have a wide receiver one. And maybe they don't have a wide receiver two right now. Somebody's going to have to start.
Right.
But, you know.
I mean, Coleman to me is squatting on wide receiver two. If he's starting on the boundary, I would expect him to be on the field a lot unless he just absolutely is not up to it. So I think, right now I feel like he's wide receiver two by default. He hasn't earned that, but that's, he walks in the door and he's that. That in and of itself is not a good sign. Like, wouldn't you rather have to be fending off the idea that he's gonna start fourth on the depth chart and he's gonna have to work his way up because he's a rookie,
like Worthy
and there's
will.
A pecking order, right? And instead, it's just like, no, you're on the team, great. Here you go. What number you want? You're on the outside, great. You're gonna be on the field 90% of the time. Let's go.
We need you.
Yeah,
that's it. I mean, the Bills need him, and in the Chiefs comparison, that won't ever that Bean just reignited. Right. You know, or added to. He fanned the flame of the Chiefs.
It's a little softer point of entry for their guy.
Totally. Look what just happened with Rice.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, the Moneyball thing is an interesting, you know, concept. And I'm curious about if you will respond, because you're not sure what to say yet. My initial thought is, and this is not so much, like, I'm not quoting from the book here by saying this, or the movie. But if I'm going to just try to approach my position group, and in this case, it's receiver, with, well, I need bodies. I need to find some certain skill sets. I would sooner try that with guys who haven't done it and failed yet. Like, I've got a bunch of journeymen, and I know that can be that's Moneyball too. But I just,
that's Hatterberg.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, what am I doing here? I just
it can work.
I've got a bunch of guys that haven't done it. I mean, they can't, but I don't know, man. Just I'm not.
But what do they do?
Excited about any of those guys, really.
When I point to you, I want you to talk. They get on base. They get on base. 803-0550, back to your calls right after sports. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.